ladies and gentlemen, once again, please make sure all your seatbelts are securely fastened. All electronic equipment must be switched off. This includes laptops, mobile phones, and Kindles. We're landing shortly.
Australia now for about a month and a half. I'm just escaping winter for a bit, so at the moment I'm staying with Izzy, who is one of my closest friends, and we met while we were au pairs in Boston. Do you remember like the exact first time you met me?
I do, yes, I do. It was with Sarah, also someone that was an au pair.
Yeah.
You and me, but Sarah knew you, and we went out for dinner.
Yeah, it was like the first night or something that I arrived in the US. And I thought that was really nice of you because you invited me out for dinner.
Yes, because Sarah knew the previous au pair in your family.
Yeah.
So your previous au pair told us, oh, just heads up, the new au pair for my family is arriving. Would be nice if you get in touch with him or her. And we did, and we were really excited, and I think it was just us three, to be honest.
Yeah, went to Halfway Cafe in Marlborough in Massachusetts.
Yes. I even remember what I was wearing. I was having a dark red Hollister jumper.
Yeah.
Because that was a very cool brand, being from Europe.
Exactly. Do you remember, like, your first impression of me?
No, not really. Well, obviously not. I didn't think, oh, God, here comes the bitch. You want to be friends. But no, I don't think, I think I liked you. Most of the au pairs were German.
Yeah.
So everyone spoke German. Mm-hmm. And I'm from Germany, by the way.
Mm.
So everyone else just speaking German and being in this German group, I was really excited for someone else.
Yeah, something.
To come that is not German.
Yeah.
Because I felt like this was not the experience I wanted. I didn't move all the way to the States to hang out with Germans.
Mm.
But you naturally just fall back into your mother tongue if you hang out with, friends from your home country. So I was actually really excited for someone to join because I was hoping then that everyone has to change their language and speak English, what was the common language, but not everyone did, unfortunately.
It was a very German group, a lot of Germans there.
I agree, yeah.
We had these au pair meetings. They put you together to get to know each other. So that's how you get in touch with other people and make friends.
And I think the reason why they're doing it is because it's really hard to connect otherwise, because we're basically mums.
Yeah.
So our schedule was looking after children, but we basically had to drive them to school, take care of them, and then we were either free on the weekends or in the evenings, depending on what family you had. And I felt like all the other, not children, but all the other teenagers, or I don't know what were we, were young adults, they were all at university, so their schedule was completely different.
Mm.
But for us to connect with people that were our age was almost impossible.
Yeah, because we lived in this
suburb.
Yeah, suburb to Boston.
There was either like old people or families, and then all the people that were our age lived on a campus.
Yeah.
Like they lived at the university.
Yeah. We were obsessed with that because we really wanted to get to know the locals, but we never did really.
It was really hard.
Mm. And also being underaged, which was
That sucked.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. 19 and 20 and then just got legal in Europe and then coming to the States and you're back to being
underage.
A child again.
Because you have to wait till you're 21. Yeah, that was not nice.
That was bad planning on my part. If I knew how difficult it would have been to actually go out and meet people, probably would have waited or maybe gone to Australia or somewhere else.
I agree. Yeah. I don't know why Australia never crossed my mind, but same thing. Did you have any first impressions?
Yeah, that's what I was going to start. Yeah.
I hate her.
I don't remember from the very first time I met you, but I remember the following weekend, that whole group of au pairs went to Boston for my first time in Boston. And it was a really cool day because we walked around in the city and it was really, really hot and a nice day. We went to a concert and then I think we went back to yours because you had the house to yourself and we had a sleepover with all of the au pairs and we made breakfast. And yeah, I remember thinking you were really nice, the one who was speaking with me the most. And because other than that, there was a lot of Germans speaking with each other then, so I felt a little bit
left out. Yeah.
But yeah, you did the effort, so that was nice. What happened after that then? Well, we both went back to Europe. Yeah, I went to Finland. You went... Did you go, like, directly to Australia?
I went home to Germany. I met a lot of Australians in the States, and I always wanted to go to Australia. I just had one of those nights when you're just up late. I probably was still jet-lagged, and I just had enough for being at home. I thought, all right, well, it's either New Zealand or Australia. I have 6 months. I saved some money from being an au pair. Not heaps, because your pay is shit.
Yeah.
But I had some, because I was thinking I need that to go and study. So I actually, I flipped a coin.
Really?
As funny as it sounds. I flipped a coin, and Australia it was, and I looked up flights, and they were surprisingly really cheap. I don't know if it was the time of the year. And just booked it. And I remember... I think I was home for like 2 weeks or something, and I remember we were having dinner the next day. I didn't tell anyone. I booked it that night. I didn't tell anyone in the morning. I was a bit nervous, and I was considering cancelling it, but then during dinner time I was like, oh, by the way, I've booked a flight to Australia.
Yeah.
And my dad's jaw just dropped, and he was like, what? What do you mean? I thought you... going and start your university, and you just got back from the States. And I said, yeah, but I basically have 6 months to spare, so why not? And I think a week later I was on the way to Australia.
Oh, really? Was that short?
It was really quick and really short, and I think I was only home for like 2 or 3 weeks. That was it. I absolutely fell in love with Australia. I absolutely loved it. And been here for almost 10 years then now. Because I was like 21 when I first came, and I'm 31 now, so yeah. I was back and forth, because the last 3 years I was living in the Netherlands. So I didn't meet my partner at the beginning, not at all, for the people that are thinking, oh yeah, she travelled there and then met her partner.
Yeah, who was Aussie, been together for stayed. 10 years. Yeah, yeah.
No, that was not it. I've actually just met him 4 years ago.
Just a couple of months ago. Yeah, no.
just last week.
Yeah.
No, I think 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was actually when I was about to leave to go back to Europe, because I decided to study in the Netherlands. And yeah, I literally met him when I was doing my teaching practice. So I'm a primary school teacher, and I did my studies in the Netherlands because Australia was too expensive. So I decided I'm going to go back to Europe to study and then come back to Australia to...
Hopefully live.
Yeah, hopefully live and work. It was really odd. I didn't look to meet anyone, and it just happened that I met Matt, and here we are.
Yeah. And now you have a house together. You live outside of Brisbane. It's an amazing house. I'm so lucky to have a friend with a house like this. Imagine if someone told us this
10 years ago.
Yeah, that you're going to have this massive house.
I would have not thought of it.
I mean, I say it's massive, but it is massive. It has a pool. Now I'm bragging about your house.
But it's
huge lawn.
We're on an acre, so it's quite big. But the funny thing is that every European will think this house is massive, but every Australian is like, oh yeah, that's a small house.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm staying with Izzy until March time, then I'm probably gonna head back to the UK.
But she's going to travel to Fiji and Bali and all those amazing places.
Yes, I'm going to Fiji over Christmas and New Year's, and I'm so excited. It's like a bucket list thing. Obviously, it's exciting to be in Australia, but I've been here before, so I knew what to expect coming here. But then
also staying with me. But then back then I didn't work full time, so it was a bit more fun because we could do more things. Now both of us are working full time, so I feel like Monday to Friday is pretty much boring.
Yeah.
and then we try to cramp everything into the weekend.
But it's good because it lets me save money for the travels, and then we actually can enjoy our weekends, and it's nice. I love Australia. You love Australia. What is it that you like about it? And is there anything you miss from Europe? How would you compare the two?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely love Australia. It's the people, it's the weather, and it's the attitude. So I feel like that might also only be Germany. But I feel like in Germany, people are not as friendly. And I know a lot of non-Germans will say that we're rude. We're not. We're just very direct. It's not that. I'm not missing. I actually love being direct. Mm. I prefer that than being lied to. So I actually love that Germans tell you exactly where you're at. I love that, that honesty. That's not the part I mean. I mean the support. I feel like in Australia, everyone supports each other. And I feel like in Germany, it's kind of like everyone does their own thing,
mm-hmm.
but they also do their own work and they do their own success. If you're doing really well in Germany, I feel like there is a lot of jealousy and there is a lot of, like, I don't know how to explain this, but it's kind of like they always have an excuse why someone is doing better than themselves. They yeah. always have to say, oh, it's because their family is already doing really well, so that's why their business is running good. Like if, let's say, the children started a mm-hmm. business, even though it has nothing to do with it. I feel like Australia is the opposite. It's like, good on you.
Mm.
Good on you that you're doing this. How can I support you and help yeah. you? I like that attitude
yeah.
rather than always looking for mistakes or what is wrong with them.
Mm. Yeah.
The same with the culture is just so helpful and friendly. Like, as we mentioned, Matt and I just bought a house and we moved into this area where we'd know no one. My partner is originally from Victoria, Melbourne, and I'm obviously from Germany, so we don't know anyone. We live outer, like in a suburb, not in Brisbane City, it's outer Brisbane, and we don't know anyone in this area. We've never heard of this place where we bought the property. So we literally moved here not knowing a single person. And our neighbors are just absolutely amazing. They come over, they help us out. And by helping us out, I mean like digging up the backyard to install pipes for 5 hours in 40 degree heat. That's the support we get.
Yeah.
Where in Europe, it's kind of like they would look over, oh, not Europe, Germany. I can only speak for Germany. They look over the fence and they were like, oh, God, the neighbor is doing some hard work.
Yeah. yeah.
All right, I'm back in my having a cocktail now or a beer. It's yeah. Saturday. I'm not going over and offering my help. Hell no. So here it's kind of like we're all a community. If you break down with your car, you have so many people stopping and saying, are you all right? Do you need help? It's a completely different mindset, I feel. When you're at the airport and I was struggling with like 2 suitcases coming back from Europe, I straight away had like 5 people and not just men, like families, females, men, asking, oh, do you need a hand? Would never happen in Germany. Yeah. Everyone would just look and think to themselves, oh, I should probably offer. The second part was, what do I miss the most? I don't think that I would have imagined me saying that, but I do miss cold Christmas. Christmas in summer is just not the same. As odd as it sounds, I love the heat, I love the sun, I love the weather. Christmas needs to be cold, dark, and snowy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it just does. It doesn't feel like Christmas when it's hot. You're having sausages on the barbecue and you're in the pool. Sounds all nice, but not for Christmas. Because we're on the other side, obviously when it's winter in Europe, it's summer in Australia. So Christmas always falls into summer.
Mm.
And yeah. Does not feel like Christmas at all.
Yeah.
Like you have those beautiful Christmas lights and Christmas decorations. It just doesn't feel like it. It's still odd. And I've been here for almost 10 years.
Mm.
And it still does not feel like Christmas when it's Christmas. And mulled wine. That's hot wine. You can't have hot wine when it's 45 degrees.
It just doesn't work. You'd have to have like iced mulled wine.
Iced wine. Yeah. Sangria.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, that's something that I miss.
Yeah. For me, I'm excited to have a hot Christmas just to try it out. But I don't think it's going to feel like Christmas. And I'll be in Fiji, so it will just feel like a holiday. And yeah.
Yeah. And then another thing I miss, in Europe, you can just drive from country to country. Here, you have to fly. I mean, we're an island. I mean, it's not hard to travel. You can go to Asia or New Zealand, but you still have to go by plane if you want to leave the country.
Yeah, and your options are a bit more limited. You know what I mean? There are so many different countries in Europe with different cultures, but here it's like well, you either go to Fiji or other islands like that, or New Zealand or
Bali, Indonesia, Thailand. Go that way. Yeah, I think
I'm just gonna grab another cider. Should I get you one as well?
Yes, please.
That fridge still smells like fire.
Oh, reddish. Oh my god. But do you agree? Do you think that the culture is quite friendly and helpful, or is it just me, maybe?
No, I agree with you. I've only been in Australia on holiday pretty much, and I would say this is a holiday as well, just a long holiday, because I'm not working here, I'm not using healthcare here, I mean, hopefully, all of that, so I'm not really integrated, or, you know, so, oh no, are you okay?
Yeah, I cut myself today at school, so now it reopened the wound, trying to open the lid. You can cut that out.
Yeah, but I mean, I lived in New Zealand for a year, and from what you said about Australia, I think it's quite similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
When I left New Zealand, I had a car there that I needed to sell, and my flatmate's partner said, "I'll sell it for you, no problem." I was like, "Yeah, you can take a percentage of like the sale, that's fine." And then he just sold it. He was like, "I've sold it. Can you like pass me your bank details? I'll transfer you." And I was like, "Yeah, just take as much as you want." Or and he just did it all.
Yeah,
all for free.
Yeah. Okay, so to finish this podcast, I was thinking it would be really fun to test you if you will understand some Australian slang words or phrases.
Yeah, there are so much slang in Australia.
It is ridiculous.
Everything is like, I mean, just like...
shortened.
Anything. Now I can't think of anything.
I know. I'm still learning. Because also every area has their own slang.
Yeah.
So Matt, being from Melbourne, he says things differently than people say in Brisbane. So because I lived in... I probably didn't mention it, but I lived in Sydney for 4 years, and then I moved to Brisbane for the last 6. So I know more of the New South Wales, like Sydney and Queensland slang, but I don't really have an idea about the Victorian, like Melbourne kind of slang. So there's certain words Matt says that I did not know, and then he obviously had to tell me. So one of the first words, I think you will notice, because I think we say it a lot, but I just wanted to double check. Arvo.
Yeah, afternoon.
Yes. And then there is avo.
Avocado.
Yes. Oh, see, I thought you will know. Then, cozy. Get your cozies.
Is that like cozy clothes on?
They also say, but then you will know what it means. They say, bathers.
Oh, like slippers. Oh, no, not swimming wear.
Swimming wear, yes.
Cozies?
Yes. So, that's something they say in New South Wales, I believe. Because my old flatmate used to say, "Oh, get your cozies, we head to the beach." Bottle-o.
I mean, that's a chain, but it is also the, like where you buy alcohol.
Yeah, liquor shop.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm buggered.
Annoyed?
Exhausted.
Oh. I'm not very good at this.
No, you are. You knew some. Capsaf.
Oh, that's wine.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to check if you know. Crikey.
It's like... wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What a surprise. Yeah.
I mean, I only think about Steve Irwin when I hear that.
Devo. What do you think is Devo?
Devastating?
Yes. Yeah, well done. Esky.
That's like a cooler.
Yes. Ah, see, there you go. A dunny.
I don't know.
It's a toilet.
Dunny.
Frothy.
Oh, but that's like milk, like frothy milk.
It's a beer.
Oh, really? okay. Would you say, or have you, do people say that? Do you hear?
Yeah, I've heard them say it, yeah. Hard yucca.
I don't know.
Hard work. Oh, it was heaps, hard yucca. I can't even make the Australian accent, but yeah. Heaps, I said it a lot because I adopted that from Matt. That means a lot, many.
I remember that actually when coming to the US for the first time, you go to this au pair school for like 2 weeks, and there was this Australian girl in my room, and she kept saying heaps.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it meant at the time, but I mean, you learn from it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. But I had issues understanding Australians. Yeah, I did. Knickers.
Underwear.
Yeah. Oh, pash. English people might not have pash.
Kiss.
To kiss. Meccas.
Oh, McDonald's.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. Sickie.
Oh, sick day.
Mm-hmm. Smoko.
Oh, so funny. But a smoking break.
Yes. Snag.
Snag?
I'm just picking the ones that I've heard before. So yeah. There's heaps, but I'm just picking the ones snag. That I've heard.
I don't know.
It's a sausage.
Oh, okay.
Getting some snags at Bunnings, eh? Tinny?
A boat.
Yeah.
Is it like a specific kind of boat?
It's a small boat, yeah.
Mm. Tinny is actually one that I learned now.
Now. Because Matt kept saying it. Yes, because we have a tinny. Akadaka.
Akadaka?
Yeah.
I don't know.
ACDC. Matt's dad always says it.
Really? Akadaka?
Yes. And every Australian listening is probably like, oh my god, she pronounces it so wrong. But yes, yeah.
What?
And that's it. I think that's... I mean, there's so many more. Mozzie.
Yeah. Oh, mosquito. That's so funny. Akadaka.
Yeah. No, I think you did really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt's parents are here at the moment. So your partner's parents are here at the moment.
My boyfriend.
Yeah. And Matt's dad taught me this. Were you there? I think you were there. That you drink until the cows come home.
Yes.
I love that saying. That's my new favorite saying. I think it's pretty clear what it means. But just drinking until really early in the morning.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know that you've been listening to this podcast. And I started this thing with how I always end with a Swedish saying, so I'm going to do that to you as well.
Yes, I was hoping you do.
So yeah, let me just find one. I haven't thought about this yet. I have one actually, because I listened to a podcast today and they were talking about this saying and where it came from. So in English it is take a shit in the blue cupboard. Oh, he took a shit in the blue cupboard.
Oh, okay. My first thought was that it means like he's making fun of someone. Well, just don't say yet because then I'm going to guess another one if that's not right.
Yeah, I guess.
Is that wrong?
It's wrong.
Okay. He took a shit in the blue cupboard. Is that it? Okay. What is it in Swedish?
Skita I det blå skåpet.
He risked it. He took a risky... He did a risky thing.
I have to Google now what it actually is, just to be sure. Oh, I think it's like when someone's messed up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he did a risky thing. He messed up. Close.
It's not risky. Oh, yeah, like he's done something.
Stupid.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, it is pretty stupid to take a shit in a blue cupboard.
So. And I actually read where that saying came from. Or no, I didn't read it. I heard it in the podcast. And it means that back in the day, having these blue cupboards, you often had fancy towels or linen or fancy porcelain in it. And then taking a shit in that would be really stupid.
True, yes, it was like the special cabinet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that's where it came from.
Oh, nice. Well, thank you for sharing that. I'll be saying that to the Aussies.
Yeah. Oh, now you've taken a shit in the blue cupboard.
Yeah.